Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Irish Water has confirmed today that they hope to commence work on upgrading problematic water pipes in Fulcarra this autumn. The government is facing further criticism over the ongoing failure to adequately resort and overhaul diabetes services in Donegal. A South Donegal deputy says laws need to change to avoid a repeat of the cost overruns at the National Children's Hospital. And the Donegal IFA chairman is urging the government to match a new €50 million EU fund to support the country's beef sector. Stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Irish Water has confirmed today that they hope to commence work on upgrading problematic water pipes in Fulcarra this autumn. Engineers from Irish Water met with councillors from the Gortahark and Fulcarra areas this morning to discuss the utility's plans to replace two sections of water pipes that are prone to frequent bursts. The meeting heard that financial approval has been given to progress the works to replace 3.2 kilometres of water mains. It comes as residents in the Gortahark area experienced supply disruptions today due to yet another suspected water burst overnight. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, has welcomed the utility's commitment to make the works a national priority.
It was a robust meeting, but a positive meeting with a positive outcome for the people of Fulcarra, Gortahark and the wider Clonmany area. Irish Water did indicate to us and advise us that there has been a contractor appointed, and the contractor is currently on site doing investigative works by way of site surveys, by way of trial holds, and getting route approval for it. And what they are looking for the approval for, or what they have approval for, is the replacement of 1.7 kilometres of water main from the treatment plant to the reservoir, and an additional 1.4 kilometre pipe from the reservoir then feeding out to the mains. They are saying that the construction will be taking place in September at the latest, but in addition to that, they are carrying out mitigation measures in the interim period to ensure that there will be a very much reduced disruption on the line, and that businesses, homeowners, farmers will not be disrupted. They have also advised us today that there is applications in with Irish Water, and they're hopeful of a positive outcome in regards to pipe replacement in Derrynconner, in Glashahoo, in Corransport, in Meanlara, and indeed in Meanacladdy, as well as Lord and Moore. And we are also seeking a link pipe to be put into Meanderry so that they won't be disrupted either. They did listen to us, did give them very robust and real arguments. However, they were happy to listen to us, and this has been made a major national priority, and that is their words. So it's a move in the right direction, it's a step forward, and we will, and I certainly will, be keeping the pressure on them to ensure that this work is delivered in as timely a manner as possible, followed up by the pipe replacement in the outlying areas of our parish, so that people can and should be in a position to expect a reliable service.
Meanwhile, Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach says Irish Water must improve their communication protocols and make themselves more available to politicians and the community. Most importantly, he says they must consult more.
I also raised a number of other issues in terms of the importance that they go out and consult with the local community when there are issues in relation to water bursts and outages, and also the importance that we would have direct employment instead of outsourcing it to big companies. And I think it's certainly encouraging news, but it's unfortunate that I and others had to continue to fight to get this meeting.
A Garda superintendent, inspector and detective are continuing to be questioned on suspicion of corruption in the force. They were arrested this morning in the Munster area as part of an investigation into a Limerick criminal gang. It's suspected information was given to the gang about a Criminal Assets Bureau inquiry into its activities. The superintendent has been arrested on suspicion of disclosing information. The inspector under the Misuse of Drugs Act and the Garda detective, who has previously been arrested as part of the same inquiry, is being held on suspicion of perverting the course of justice. They're being detained at various Garda stations in the south and can be questioned for up to 24 hours. John Devitt from Transparency International Ireland says Gardaí are stepping up their efforts to tackle corruption.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a welcome development, irrespective of the facts of this particular case. I wouldn't comment on it, but it is a welcome development that we're seeing arrests being made, that we're seeing surveillance undertaken into alleged malpractice, and that the Gardaí have established a specialised unit to root out the problem and to prevent it happening in the first place.
The government is facing further criticism over the ongoing failure to adequately resource and overhaul diabetes services in Donegal. Patients in the county have been experiencing challenges in accessing podiatry services locally due to no replacement podiatrists being posted at Letterkenny University Hospital. A further concern highlighted by Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin is the lack of support for pregnant diabetes patients in the county. He says the delivery of a centre of excellence for diabetes care in the northwest is long overdue.
In the last week, we've learned of two very serious developments. One is the failure to replace the podiatrist at Letterkenny Hospital, which is having a severe impact on diabetes patients. And we know that's really urgent that they get the ongoing care that they require. It can have very serious impacts. The second one, just as serious, is the lack of supports for pregnant diabetes patients in the county in terms of dietitians and in terms of additional financial supports for various tests that they require. This all comes under the same banner as the failure historically in Donegal to have a centre of excellence based in the county. We have the numbers of diabetes patients, type 1 and 2, men, women and children, to long, long ago justify a centre of excellence, yet still we lag behind the rest of the country.
And as you say, this isn't the first time these calls have been made, but the government is again failing to listen.
It's just deeply frustrating. We have a really brilliant Donegal Diabetes Association here in Donegal who have gathered up all the facts, who've ensured that we've had a number of meetings over recent years with the Minister for Health, with the Oireachtas members in Donegal, with the senior health officials, both locally and nationally. And it's clear in every single one of those meetings that Donegal Diabetes Association had all the facts, were 100% right in calling for a centre of excellence. They were never contradicted. They were never told they were wrong, yet we still don't see. And it just gets worse because now we have a failure to replace a podiatrist. We have a failure to put in place supports for pregnant diabetes patients. It just gets worse instead of better.
Laws need to change to avoid a repeat of the cost overruns at the National Children's Hospital. That's according to a South Donegal deputy who says it's madness that the government's top procurement official could be on the board of the hospital and not pass information to his department. Paul Quinn is on the hospital's development board and knew about overruns in the project weeks before his department found out. Deputy Mark McSharry says it's a flaw in the law that Mr. Quinn's loyalties had to be to the board.
I think it's bad practice. If you're the head of procurement for the state on one hand and you're on a board on the other hand, it defies all logic and credibility that you must keep omni-shambles going off the rails here as a secret from the Department of Public Expenditure.
A number of items have been seized in Derry today by detectives from the PSNI's major investigation team as the investigation into the murder of journalist Liam McKee continues. Searches were carried out at a number of properties in the city earlier today, with the items seized taken for further examination. No arrests were made, but police say inquiries are continuing. The Taoiseach has accused Sinn Féin of hunting for cheap headlines rather than addressing the housing crisis. The government came under fire in the Dáil for its handling of the housing crisis. Opposition politicians say it's consistently a problem for voters they are meeting. While the government has pointed to CSO figures that show a 23% rise in home completions in the first quarter of this year, Taoiseach Simon Coveney defended the government's record.
We are spending billions of euros trying to ensure that a broken housing market gets fixed as quickly as possible. But we are not in the business of cheap headlines or short-term fixes that will cause increased problems in the medium term. And that's the space that Sinn Féin are in, quite frankly.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin Finance spokesperson Pierce Doherty says the government doesn't understand how hard things are for people.
Put yourselves in the shoes of the mother who is paying €1,500 rent per month, who is paying some of the highest childcare costs in the European Union. Tell me now, would a rent freeze for 3 years, a rent relief of 1 month's rent each month for the next 3 years, not be beneficial to her?
Theresa May's met senior members of her party but still hasn't set out an exact timetable for stepping down as British Prime Minister. They're going to allow her to try one final time to get her Brexit deal passed by the House of Commons at the start of next month. But even if it doesn't, she's agreed she'll meet her backbench MPs again in a few weeks to agree on when she will go. Tory MP Graham Brady had talks with her earlier.
It was a very frank discussion. I tried to make sure that all the views represented on the executive were expressed, and we had a very frank exchange with the Prime Minister.
The Donegal IFA chairman is urging the government to match a new €50 million EU fund to support the country's beef sector. The European Commission has agreed the investment to protect the industry ahead of Brexit. The Irish Farmers Association says beef farmers have suffered salvage price losses because of Britain's departure from the EU. They're calling on the government to match the funding to bring the total to €100 million. Donegal IFA chairman Brendan McLaughlin says a lot of farmers in the county are almost out of business as a result of the losses.
This is very welcome news here for Irish beef farmers, especially Donegal. When we were pushing this agenda for a long time on this Brexit negativity has caused this. So we're gladly welcoming the €50 million we're getting from Brussels, but this also has to be matched, €50 million here from our national exchequer. We don't know the fine details on that yet, but it's a great welcome news here for farmers. For farmers, we're losing from 100 to 300 euro per animal on the farmers in Donegal, and farmers could go no further with this loss. They're just almost out of business, a lot of them.
And as you say, it follows weeks of protests by farmers, not just from Donegal, but right across the country on the issue. It shows that perseverance does pay off, that their concerns have been heard.
Very much so. It's just because we in IFA have put up our figures to the department, also to the EU as well, and our figures were agreed for the losses farmers had. So that was a big key message going out from Ireland to the EU. We're exactly telling the truth, and the losses to farmers was exactly correct.
Do you feel that this funding now will effectively safeguard the future of beef farmers right across the country somewhat?
This will put in place to help especially suckler farmers, because we need beef farmers to buy our suckler weanlings. If we don't have that, the suckler industry will be gone. So it's very important to support family farms here in Donegal.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. In golf, the second major of the year is underway in New York. Rory McIlroy's bid for a third US PGA Championship gets underway around 6:40 Irish time. The world number four is among the later starters today at Bethpage Black, as is Patrick Harrington. He's also out later on. At the moment, out in the course, a couple of Irish players in action. Graham McDowell is one under par through 14 holes, and Shane Lowry, he's struggling a bit. He's on 3 over par through 15 holes. Brooks Koepka, the defending champion, he's off to a really good start. He's 5 under par through 12 holes. He's 2 ahead of Tommy Fleetwood, who's on 3 under through 15. And Luke List is also 3 under through 11. Tiger Woods, he got off to a disappointing start today. He started with a double bogey. He's currently 1 over through 12 holes. He had 2 double bogeys in today's round. Moving on to Gaelic Games in Donegal, captain Kieran Guthrie has been named on this year's Division 1 team of the league. Kieran had a brilliant league campaign, scoring 334, which included 1-4 against Dublin and Tipperary and 1-5 against Mayo. She was also player of the match in the game at Croke Park, where they beat the All-Ireland champions in their opening game. Donegal reached Division 1 semi-final only to lose to Galway. Cork, they lead the way on the team with 7 players selected. Elsewhere in Gaelic Games, Galway manager Kevin Walsh has made 4 changes to his side for Sunday's Connacht Championship semi-final, with Sligo, Bernard Power, Kieran Malloy, Gareth Bradshaw and Fintan O'Curran all come into the side were given a quarter-final fright by London. Sligo manager Paul Taylor has also named his side, and it shows 10 changes from the side that faced Galway at the same stage of last season's championship. And Cork County Board, they have appointed Conor Cunahan as their project coordinator for football. He takes up the newly created position on a 3-year term as part of the 2024 5-year plan aimed to revive the fortunes of Cork football. Moving on to soccer, and Limerick FC players say they've been left with no other option but to vote for strike action. A statement via the PFEA claims the club are to pay wages and expenses for April, 3 weeks late on May the 23rd. They also say some players at the club have wages and expenses still outstanding from March, with players also paying their own physio bills. The players will go on strike if future payment dates are not honoured. Cross Channel, Manchester City say an investigation into alleged financial irregularities at the club contains mistakes, misinterpretations and confusions. The Premier League winners have been referred to UEFA's club financial control body to decide if they'll be punished for those alleged transgressions. City are accused of disguising millions of pounds worth of their owners' investments as sponsorship deals. They deny all charges. And Chelsea midfielder Ruben Loftus-Cheek is a major doubt for the Europa League final with Arsenal later this month. He picked up an ankle injury while playing in a friendly for the club in the United States last night. Loftus-Cheek has been left out of the England squad for next month's Euro 2020 qualifiers as a result. And Liverpool and Spurs fans want sponsors to return their tickets for the Champions League final. Spirit of Shankly and the Tottenham Hotspur Supporters Trust say thousands of their loyal followers will miss out on the biggest game of all due to an unfair allocation policy. And Arsenal say they're bitterly disappointed. Only 6,000 tickets have been made available to their fans for this month's Europa League final with Chelsea. UEFA say logistical issues have prevented them from allowing more supporters to travel to the stadium in Baku in Azerbaijan. Back here at home, former Derry City and Kilmarnock boss Kenny Shields has taken over from Alfie Wiley as the new Northern Ireland senior women's team manager. Shields, who was in charge of the Northern Ireland under 17 side in 2006-07, was sacked by Derry City in October after 3 years at the Brandywell. He comes in after Wiley moved to a new position as head of women's elite performance at the Irish FA. The team will start their 2021 Euro qualifying campaign in August. On the pitch Cross Channel tonight, there's one game down for decision. It's the League One playoff semi-final. It's the second leg. Portsmouth, who Ronan Curtis plays for, of course, they host Sunderland. Sunderland take a 1-0 lead into that second leg. And the North West Women's Super League fixtures for tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, see Lagan play Kildare. Greencastle host the defending champions Illies, and Swaley Rovers, they play Bonagee. Moving on to rugby, and Ulster's chances of reaching the Guinness Pro 14 final have been boosted by the return to fitness of Jacob Stockdale. The Irish winger has shaken off a hamstring injury to start at full back in Glasgow tomorrow in what will be his first game since April. Lewis Ludic is also fit to start on the wing, with Rory Best skipping aside from hooker. And Ulster's Darren Cave and Jacob Stockdale, they were winners at last night's Irish Rugby Players Awards in Dublin. Cave, who will be retiring at the end of the season, received the Medal for Excellence, which recognises on-field effort combined with off-field commitment to the game. Stockdale was awarded for the Try of the Year for his fine individual effort against New Zealand during the 2018 November series. And Leinster's James Ryan was named the Players' Player of the Year and also picked up the Nevin Spence Young Player of the Year. Finally for this evening in tennis, Nick Kyrgios has forfeited a second round match against Norway's Casper Ruud at tennis's Italian Open after walking off court midway through a deciding set. The Australian was given a game penalty for reportedly swearing. He then kicked a bottle, threw down his racket, hurled a chair onto the court and picked up his bag and left. Well, that's one way of finishing a game. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Irish Water says the silent majority in Moville back plans for a new wastewater scheme and it should proceed as quickly as possible. A senior Irish Water official expects work to begin on the scheme late next year, with a treatment plant located at a greenfield site in Carnegarve and a pumping station beside the Breda River. Colm Cafferty, who is leading out Irish Water's regional infrastructure programme, says legal issues identified by the EU Commission have been addressed and a board plenala has found no issues with the plan as it stands.
From our perspective, there are no environmental or engineering reasons to move the outfall or treatment plant from the proposed location. Protracted long oral hearings down in Moville in relation to this scheme decided that a well-operated plant will provide very positive effects a locked file. The inspector found, just to quote him, a well-maintained and operated wastewater treatment plant was not considered to give a rise to any negative impacts on the water quality of locked file. The board specifically reviewed suggestions for an alternative location, and it did not consider that the proposal to relocate discharge outside Loch Foyle was justified.
What's the timeline then from Irish Water's point of view?
We have rescoped this project, and because we have rescoped it, we need to apply for planning permission for the project. We expect to submit that by the end of the year, and we expect that construction would commence as early as late next year.
We understand there is another public meeting taking place involving Irish Water and the community in Moville. Are you hopeful that you can persuade the community that you are indeed on the right path?
We have a meeting coming up on the 17th of June. Following our meeting last November with members of the community, we met with and spoke with more than 100 people at our public information evening. We were heartened by the support. The silent majority in Moville support this scheme, and the silent majority in Moville are saying to us, get on and build this scheme, and that's what we intend to do.
For weather now, cloudy this evening with some showery outbreaks of rain. Winds will be light, variable and southeasterly. Largely dry tonight with a mix of cloud and clear spells and lowest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees in light, variable or southeast breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Irish Water has confirmed today that they hope to commence work on upgrading problematic water pipes in Fulcarra this autumn. Engineers from Irish Water met with councillors from the Gortahork and Fulcarra areas today to discuss the utility's plans to replace two sections of water pipes that are prone to frequent bursts. The government is facing further criticism over the ongoing failure to adequately resource and overhaul diabetes services in Donegal. Patients in the county have been experiencing challenges in accessing podiatry services locally due to no replacement podiatrists being posted at Letterkenny University Hospital. A number of items have been seized in Derry today by detectives from the PSNI's major investigation team as the investigation into the murder of journalist Lear McKee continues. Searches were carried out at a number of properties in the city earlier today, with the items seized taken for further examination. And laws need to change to avoid a repeat of the cost overruns at the National Children's Hospital. That's according to a South Donegal deputy who says it's madness that the government's top procurement official could be on the board of the hospital and not pass information to his department. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 16th of May. The death has taken place of Brendan O'Brien, Tramurda, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at his late residence from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Sunday at 11:15, going to St. Columbus Church, Tramuhal, for funeral mass at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Columbus Church Dromahol Restoration Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Mrs. Sadie Elvin, Callan Drumkeen. Her remains will repose at the residence of her daughter Rosemary and son-in-law Tommy Meehan, Dromore Ballandrate, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Barnesview Ward, St. Joseph's Hospital, Stranorder, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Patricia Fahey, née Vaughan, 2 Pine Road, Milltown, Artigarvan. Patricia's remains will repose at her late home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 2:15 for Requiem Mass at 3 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Millmount, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Aware or the Foyle Hospice, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and from 12 noon on the day of the funeral. The death has taken place of Doris Harton, Keelogs, Linford, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 20 past 10 for funeral mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Porter Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place in Rathgar, Dublin, of Teresa Shovlin, formerly of Ardra. Her remains will repose at Shovlin's funeral home, Sandfield, from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, followed by removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7:15. Mass on Saturday at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathleen Monsey Ambrose, 18 Lennon Grove, Rimelton. Her remains are en route to her late residence. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Kevin Bradshaw, 102 Moyola Drive, Shantallow, Derry. Funeral from his home on Saturday morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown, with interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Galvin Ward 40, care of W.J. O'Brien and Son Funeral Director, or any family member. And the death has taken place of John Deveny, 9 Mulvey House, Strabane, and formerly of Limavady. Removal from Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, this evening at 6:30 to St Mary's Church, Belmont. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery.